proclamation number 8282 dated the September 25th, 1962. The mystery of God's human manifestation. Time and again you receive information about Jesus Christ, the Son of God and Savior of the world, about God's human manifestation in Jesus. Precisely this manifestation of the greatest and most perfect Spirit God, of the Father, out of whom everything emerged, in the human being Jesus cannot be explained to you often enough, in order that you will not become subject to erroneous belief and understand where the Spirit of God is expressing itself and where the adversary intervenes to infiltrate the pure truth with error. Jesus, soul of light, one of the original spirits brought forth by eternal love, had embodied itself on earth for the purpose of an exalted mission, to offer the Father his temporal cover as an abode and to redeem the immense original sin of the former apostasy from God, which countless beings had burdened themselves with. Jesus' soul had voluntarily offered to bring about the act of atonement on earth, and because it was moved by greater than great love for its fallen brothers and because God will never refute love, he allowed it to happen. Because only love was able to make such a sacrifice. The man Jesus then developed this love on earth to its fullest, which means that eternal love itself took complete possession of Jesus' physical shell, that therefore God himself took abode in the man Jesus and was able to do so, because the human being Jesus was pure and without sin and due to love was in constant contact with his eternal Father. You humans will never be able to properly understand this mystery as long as you live on earth. But God's human manifestation in Jesus can only be explained such that God is love in his fundamental substance and that he completely permeated the man Jesus. Thus everything in him became love. And therefore love has accomplished the act of salvation, because only love gave the external human form the necessary strength for its suffering, to endure until the end, until the most painful death on the cross. And when the act of salvation was accomplished, the being, which had once been created by God, also achieved its highest perfection. It had deified itself, it had completely become one with the Father, from whom it had originated. Jesus had become God, just as God had been human in Jesus before, until the greatest act of mercy on earth had been accomplished. But now Jesus is and remains God, who has become and who will eternally remain the visible God for all created beings. Anyone who does not acknowledge or declare this complete deification of Jesus becoming one with God, does not yet know the truth which originated from God, the eternal truth. Because time and again the eternal truth teaches people through his Spirit of this greatest mystery, since it is necessary for people to recognize and acknowledge God himself in Jesus. Because the salvation of a human being will not take place until he, as a formerly fallen original spirit who did not want to acknowledge God, has acknowledged him of his own accord and wants to return to him. And therefore any kind of teaching which portrays Jesus as a separate entity will be untrue, in spite of having the highest aspirations. Because he is no longer outside of God, he is God himself. The eternal deity may not be personified, it is the greatest spirit of eternity who permeates everything, but who has chosen a form for himself in order to be visible to his created beings. And this form is Jesus. Consequently Jesus is God, but not a second being which leads the people to God. God's adversary constantly tries to stop people receiving a bright light. And thus he especially tries to invalidate the act of salvation and God's human manifestation. He attempts to confuse the concepts because he wants to prevent God's recognition and acknowledgement, which takes his followers from him. and he will constantly strive to appear in the guise of an angel of light, spreading deceitful teachings amongst people which, however, shall be corrected again and again by the eternal truth. Jesus Christ's act of salvation and God's human manifestation in Jesus cannot be explained to people often enough. But the person himself also has to be willing to receive the pure truth, then he need not fear of falling prey to error. He will recognize it as such. He will internally refuse to accept erroneous teachings and not believe those whom the adversary has gained as an instrument for himself, but who can be recognized by everyone who wants to live in truth and therefore asks God himself as the eternal truth. There will be a lot of deception during the last period before the end, but God will know how to direct the outcome of it because he knows the hearts of those who are willing, who do not want to fall prey to the adversary's doings, and he will indeed guide them into truth. Amen.